Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
My very special guest, Cindy Henry, Belmont County Auditor, is complaining about how cold it is here in the studio. Welcome to my world, Cindy. Welcome to my world. As I said, Mr. Deep Pockets believes in solar energy. He says, well, when the sun comes out, it'll be a little warmer. Well,
there's so, the sun. We need the pan.
Yeah, right. In any event. We left it where the real, for those who you've just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. You can hear the entire rebroadcast of today's show Wednesday on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear excerpts on the rivernews.org website, and you can also see it on the Facebook live stream. We have Cindy Henry on our Facebook live stream on, well, obviously on Facebook. So we were talking about real estate taxes. Belmont County, the tax bills are going out either yesterday or today. So any day, literally any day now, Belmont County, Pay attention, Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
We just learned that the tax bills are going to be going out any day now, and you will be seeing the new ones, and the minimum tax increase is 20%. And it could be a lot worse. And we can blame the pandemic for that with all the money that they poured in and inflated everything. And now we're paying for this stuff.
Exactly.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And then all these little, I don't want to say Mickey Mouse type of levies with different taxing authorities. But it all adds up.
Yes, it does.
It all adds up terribly. And there's not a whole lot that we can do about this other than challenge the assessed valuation of the property, right?
Right.
Okay. So you had mentioned something about your website, that people can learn a great deal about where the monies are going and all that. You want to tell them about that?
So we instituted a new website or a new software system about 2.5 years ago, right after I got in office. It's much more transparent. It's much more broke down so people could actually realize where their tax monies are going. I encourage everybody to go on the website. When you open up the front page of the website, and I'm not techie, so I never use the right terminology, the bar at the top has the different things you can key on to, and you want to go to the one that says property search. And once you click on that, a screen will appear, and you can search for your property. Parcel number, last name, address, there's various features that you can choose to type in. Once you find your parcel and it calls up, you're going to look at that screen, and if there's been a levy passed that's affecting your taxes or there's going to be one that's pending, there's a toolbar that had to be added to that according to the new law that was passed last year. So you're going to know right off the bat whether or not there's levies that's going to be increasing your actual property taxes. But on the left-hand side of that screen are several tabs. You can look at the history of the payments, the summary of the overall tax bill.
How do I use this, though? How does this?
It's informational. So you're going to know ahead of time what your taxes are, what they change, and whatever.
Are there any organizations in Belmont County that are taxing us too much?
I could go on about that forever, but not right now.
Well, give me an example. I've heard of one that has an endowment or whatever of like 10, they're sitting on like $10 million or $20 million, insane numbers. Which one is that?
Well, there's two or three of them.
Which ones are they?
I would rather not say this morning, but I'll come back and talk to you about them. I mean, you can go, I'll tell you what, you go to my website.
Cindy.
You go over to the levy tab.
Focus. You're live here on the air.
Yes.
You're the Belmont County Auditor.
Yeah.
I just asked a question out of the blue, and suddenly it was like a light bulb went on over your head, and now you're very nervous. And Cindy Henry, who rides a motorcycle, is not nervous about anything. This she's nervous about. My guess is we might have a whole new story here.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
So there are two or three that are overtaxing us, but you don't want to say which. Well, when do you want to come back and say which ones they are?
Whenever I can do enough research on them to prove to you how much I feel as though they're overtaxing.
Next week?
It'll be months.
Months?
Yes, months. Give me months. I mean, this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. You live within your budget.
Mm-hmm.
I live within my budget that I bring in. government needs to learn to live within their budget, and there's several that don't. And I mean, and I'm not picking on anyone in particular, but if the need isn't there, the law, the way it's written, is you don't tax the people for it if you don't have the need. So otherwise, you shouldn't be collecting tax dollars if you're not spending
them. Right. I had heard these rumors, the Belmont County Courthouse, and everybody gets very nervous, including you, by the way, just now, about two or three of these different organizations that are sitting on literally millions and millions of dollars, and yet they keep taxing us. Mm-hmm. And no one does anything about it. Why is that?
Well, a lot of times it's driven politically.
How so?
Well, you offend people if you don't agree with everything that they want to vote on.
Well, yeah, but if they are sitting on millions or tens of millions of dollars, they shouldn't be taxing us. They should be using that money mm-hmm. to take care of the people they're supposed to take care of and maybe give the refund back to the taxpayers.
Right. So if
you're smiling, boy, this is an awkward one for you. I never thought I'd get to this point. I must tell you, I'm surprised. You're nervous about this. You are nervous.
No, I can't talk about stuff that's pending. This is a problem.
Pending.
If I have pending issues. So who regulates this is myself, the treasurer, and the prosecutor. We're the budget commission.
Yes.
So we have to approve anytime there's money that's being spent, moved, or whatever in the county. Mm-hmm. We meet, we have meetings, we discuss it. And this is for entities, townships, villages, cities, mm-hmm. counties, everything. If we don't feel there's the need, we have the right to go in and look at what their levies and their funding is, and we can suspend it, we can eliminate it, or whatever. But the burden becomes the entity that's collecting it to prove to us the need.
Mm-hmm. So there's something is in the works, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm looking at two or three different agencies.
Which ones?
I really don't want to say, because like I say, some stuff is pending and I really don't want to get into it now.
This is big stuff for you not to want to talk about this.
Well,
this is
very big. I don't know that it's really big. It's just my pet peeve. I sat in informals with people back in October and November, and I had elderly people living on a fixed income that came in and said, you know, we're going to lose our house.
Yes.
We bought it, 70 years ago. We paid it off. We're now in our late 70s, early 80s, and we can't afford these taxes.
Right.
So then that takes me over to look at what all those entities are and what they're truly charging with these levies that they put on. And is the true need there? Well, that takes a heck of a lot of work to look that up. And I've started looking at some of them. And one of the things that was a positive here a few years ago, as the commissioners did away with the Belmont Senior Services levy, that could be a very hot potato, because you're talking a lot of seniors vote, and they might think that this was taking something out of their pocket, when in essence it truly wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
What was happening was they had three levies. They only needed two of them.
Right.
And so they did the right thing, and they eliminated the one. And that's what needs to happen with several of the different entities in the county.
But we are talking about tens of millions of dollars they're sitting on, right?
There's two or three different agencies or so that does have that, yes.
My God. Okay, I can't wait to get back in here.
Again,
for that.
I don't know what all they're spending it on, and until it can be proved to me through the budget commission.
But they're not spending it, because they're just sitting on it. They've got all this extra money, surplus money. The whole point is they're not spending it.
I'll know that later on.
You already know that. Come on, who are you? This is Dimitri you're talking to now. Save this for save it for the civilians.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get you in here, maybe Kevin and that Kellich woman as well, and we can break some big news here. All right, we still have about 5 or 6 minutes, and I want to give you plenty of time to tell the taxpayers of Belmont County everything they can do, every suggestion that you can give them, and anything else they need to know about the Belmont County Auditor's Office.
Okay. I've got plenty I can tell you.
Start talking, lady.
So when you get your duplicate this week or your tax bill, and you didn't take advantage of the informals, you have a right to dispute your taxes. So at that point, you can either call our office, we'll send you an application, you can get online and download, or you can stop and pick one up. You have from now until the end of March to file it. You can either pay an appraiser to appraise your property to prove that our appraiser was wrong. You can show us where there's damage to your property that wasn't visible to the eye when we were there. There's several different things that you can bring in that's yours. We will then look at your property, check out all your evidence that you've given us, make a determination whether we feel as though when it went through on the system, it calculated correctly, and you know, you're being taxed correctly. At that point, we take that, and we can literally by statute go in and adjust your taxes. That's a legal adjustment of your taxes.
What if they go up?
Well, they're going to have gone up. That's why the only people...
No. I come in and say, well, look, you know, this, that, and the other. Do they automatically go down? Or do you sometimes get this information and go, oh, your taxes should be even higher? Does that ever happen?
Occasionally.
Really?
Occasionally, yes.
Oh, that's got to be the worst in the world. Oh, my God. I'd lose my mind. Jeez.
And people will come in and actually say, oh, I checked out what you did, and we have another bathroom in the house. Well, we didn't know you had that bathroom in the house. Well, that drives your valuation price.
Oh, integrity can be just an awful thing,
well,
can it?
You know, there again, people get, you know, they're honest, and some people aren't honest. So, you know,
I never let that get in the way of lowering my taxes, let me tell you. So what else can people do?
So once they have, once they file this and we look at it, we will send them a paper that they can sign off on that we feel as though this is the new adjusted rate. They might agree with it and they might not agree with it. If they do agree with it, we're done. That's their new rate. That's their new taxes. Now, obviously, we're not going to get through all of these before the taxes are due. So you're still going to have to pay your taxes that are coming out. And then we do an adjustment. We either put a credit or we send you a check back, depending on the circumstances. The other thing is, when we have these, they're called BOR hearings.
What is that?
They're Board of Revision. Uh-huh. The Board of Revision consists of myself, the county treasurer, Kathy Kellage, and one of the county commissioners. And I was...
Who is it this year, Eshman?
No, it's actually Ginangeli.
Ginangeli should be okay. Eshman is like...
So, needless to say, we will... When COVID went through, they stopped all this. You know, we're sitting here talking to each other across the table. We allowed people to call in, and we do it over the phone. And so we will allow people to stay at home in the comfort of their home and call in. We just assign them a time. And the three of us, plus the appraiser that works for us or that company that we paid, will be in there. And we will literally be on the software looking at the aerials, looking at everything to do the make the right decision on whether or not their complaint was legitimate or not. We can do an adjustment.
Okay. We still have a couple of minutes left, and I don't know what I don't know. So is there any other aspect to the story about these new real estate tax, or not new taxes, but the taxes going way, way up in Belmont County? Again, the tax bills are being sent out even as we speak, and people are going to pretty much be losing their minds any day now. And my guess is that your phone's going to be ringing a lot, and Kathy Kellich's is going to be ringing a lot, and maybe the county commissioners. And it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot that can be done other than you hire an appraiser and you hope you can get the appraiser to lower the appraised value of your property. But even then, how much is it going to be?
It could be significant.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could eat up the increase that you got.
If I turned my home into a farm, it's only 1 acre, could I turn it into a farm and raise sheep or something and then not pay taxes?
Only if you would not pay taxes. You'd have to be on 10 acres of ground. So if your home's sitting on 10 acres of ground, you can file for... So there's three or four deductions that people can get.
Yeah.
One is CAUV, which is if you own 10 acres or more, you can apply for a discount. Now, you can own the property and not farm on it, but you can let people lease your land to bale hay and whatnot.
Okay.
That substantiates the CAUV discount. Yeah. You can have a fishery. You can have various agricultural things going on.
But it has to be legit, though.
It has to be legit, yes. All and right. We are going to send someone out to make sure it's legit.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Well, so much for that plan. All right. Well, look, I'm almost out of time, Cindy, and I'd keep you over for the next hour. I really would if you had the time, but you'd be freezing to death here with our state-of-the-art solar heating system here in this office. I apologize. You can't imagine how miserable it is here. Anyway, I give you the last word so you can speak directly to our listeners. You've got about a minute or so. What do you want to tell them?
I just want everyone to educate themselves. Get on the website, call the office, talk to the staff members that I have, make an educated determination whether you think your taxes are truly what they've been set at, and file that BOR if it needs to be. Call us, talk to us. We'll do whatever we can. I'm not big into taxing people. I'm the one that probably gripes the most about it. If you need to talk to a body and you don't want to just go on the website and you want a form or whatever, you want to get more specifics, call our office. The front office is 699-2130.
All right, once again, that's 740-699-2130.
They will send your call to the staff members in the real estate office that'll be able to take care of it.
Fantastic. Cindy Henry, you've been a wonderful guest. I appreciate it. I'm sorry about no heat in our studio here. I told you I was going to bring a blanket.
I should have.
I thought you would have. I said it was probably going to bring one for me, too. And we'll get you back in here, and then we'll follow up with this other really juicy story.
Oh, I don't know that it's going to be juicy. It's just what we do.
All right.